శైతన్య చరితామృతం మధ్య లీలా చాప్టర్ 6 అండ్ టైటిల్ ద లిబరేషన్ ఆఫ్ సార్వం భట్టాచార్య టెక్స్ట్ 209 దేఖి గోపీనాథాచార్య హర్షితమాన్ భట్టాచార్య నృత్య దేఖి హాసే ప్రభురగాన్ దేఖి గోపీనాథాచార్య ఆన్ సీయింగ్ ద ఎక్స్టాటిక్ డాన్సింగ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య ఆఫ్ సార్వం భట్టాచార్య గోపీనాథాచార్య బికమ్స్ డిలైటెడ్ హర్షితమాన్ హి బికమ్స్ జుబిలెంట్ ఎట్ హార్ట్ అండ్ ప్రభురగణ్ ద అసోసియేట్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య దే ఆల్సో బికమ్ జుబిలెంట్ హాసే దే ఆల్సో స్టార్ట్ దే ఆల్సో బికమ్ వెరీ హ్యాపీ అండ్ దే స్మైల్ అండ్ లాఫ్ అవర్ గోల్ ఇన్ భక్తి ఈజ్ నాట్ టు లాఫ్ ఎట్ అదర్స్ అవర్ గోల్ ఇస్ టు లాఫ్ విత్ అదర్స్ That means that here the laughter that the Lord's associates are exhibiting, it is not the laughter of a proud conqueror taunting a defeated challenger. Yes, there have been some conflicts between, there have been some heated discussions between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates such as Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhauma. And sometimes in a vindictive spirit, it is said that revenge is a dish that is served best when it is served cold. That means people want to have revenge and they want to delight in having revenge and they want to maximize the delight by maximizing the torment that others are going through. So this is not the kind of the taunting, deriding laughter of a winner towards the loser, but rather this is the devotionally compassionate joy of sharing one's ecstasy with someone who was not receptive to that ecstasy and thereby bringing about the good of that person also. So here you need to understand that there is a fundamental difference between material competition and spiritual competition. In material competition, there are limited fruits to be attained. In a tennis match, in a tennis tournament, only one person can become the champion. In a cricket World Cup, only one team can become the World Cup champion. But in a devotional competition, there is no limit. Krishna is unlimited. Krishna's mercy is unlimited. Therefore, what Krishna offers to us is also unlimited. And that's why when Krishna offers something to us, it is His great mercy by which we are able to move onwards in our journey towards Him. By which we are able to relish the ecstasy that He is offering us, by which we are able to march onwards towards Him and relish the supreme joy of devotion. And when we understand that it is not by our doership, it is not that by our greatness we have been able to achieve something, it is by the mercy of the Lord, then we see it as an opportunity to, we see devotion not as our possession to be paraded before others, but we see devotion as a benediction to be shared. That means that a devotees when they share the joy, their joy with others, at that time the primary purpose is to learn to move onwards in our own journey towards Krishna by the sincere practice of devotion, and to want others to also be similarly benedicted. We see ourselves not as champions but as custodians. It's not that what we have is our possession that we can parade to others proudly. It is a gift, the knowledge of devotion, the knowledge that we have, the wisdom of scripture that we have been given, that is actually a great blessing from the Lord given to us for the sake of elevating us in our journey towards the Lord. And the way we can focus on Krishna is by sharing what Krishna has given to us with others. And when we do it, and when we see others relishing the joy of Krishna Bhakti, we don't feel threatened. We feel jubilant, because it is not that by sharing devotion, our devotion will get depleted. Rather, by sharing devotion, our devotion will get compounded. It will get enhanced. So that means that nandanti tave hitam jana, as the Bhagavatam says, that those who delight themselves and those who share that delight with others. Bhava pravaho paramam padam bhujam. Kunti Maharani says this, that those who themselves delight in the practice of bhakti and those who delight in seeing others delighting in the practice of bhakti, such devotees are exalted devotees, and they will go beyond the delusions of material existence. So same way for us also, if we recognize that we are the recipients of a benediction and we are meant to share this benediction with others. So Sarvabhauma is showing over here. Sarvabhauma is demonstrating symptoms of ecstasy, and on seeing these symptoms of ecstasy, the devotees are laughing. They are jubilant, but they are not jubilant thinking, "Oh, Sarvabhauma, you thought you are such a great scholar. Now we have our man, Lord Chaitanya, has rubbed your nose in the ground." No. We were tasting the ecstasy, and now you are also able to taste the ecstasy, and that is our great joy. So it is not that a devotee wants to put oneself in a superior position and push others to an inferior position and then laugh at that person, but rather devotee wants to elevate others to also the same spiritual level of consciousness that one is at, and share with others the same devotional ecstasy that one is oneself experiencing. And thus, we don't laugh at others, we laugh with others. And this selfless sharing of devotion is demonstrated in the joyfulness with which the devotees of Lord Chaitanya are celebrating the transformation of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Thank you.